Oh, hello, stranger. Are you lost? Looking for words? Perhaps a collection of them? Have a thing for listening to people converse? Do you get all hot and bothered with nerds inappropriately using adjectives and pronouns? Do you like slurred conjunctions? Well, that was my nickname in high school, so you've come to the right place. This is episode 5, season 1, part 5 of the Loot and Dagger podcast. Enjoy.
If you can hear me, you've come to the right place.
Let's together.
We'll search for fame and fortune,
for honor and glory,
for vengeance and wisdom, and the name of knowledge. If you can hear me, you've come to the right place.
Let's together.
We'll search for fame and fortune. This frequency has been taken by Loot and Dagger.
Boren Vanderbilt, log number 1. If you're listening to this, then either I'm dead or you're a thief. Either way, the ending is probably tragic. As this is my first log, I should point out that the whole reason for keeping a log is to document my part in the Redstone nightmares. 1 month ago, the nightmares began, and I'm suspecting foul play. These nightmares are cruel. They target something in your soul that makes you want to crawl out of your own body. Gives me the heebie-jeebies. People are starting to leave or go crazy. We have a stock of medicine that helps a bit, but nothing permanent. We will die or go insane if nothing is done. I pulled every string, and I've spent every shin possible to find the answer. And so far, we've come up with nothing. I suspect the Aeon Priests know more than they're letting on, and I demanded answers immediately. End of log 1. How do I press the button? Hold on.
Boren Vanderbilt, log number 4. The decision has been made by me to seek out Pierce Ringer, and he will help Redstone, for he is a hero and one we surely need. In other news, the Aeon Priests have remained in the cursed Tower of Secrets. My demands for more information have been met by fallen deaf ears. Or have fallen on deaf ears. Maybe these are ears that have fallen from a great distance and therefore deaf now, and those are the deaf ears that have fallen. You get what I mean. Anyways, Redstone is coming apart at the seams, and this sort of chaos is one I fear. The Sacred Sun will use their advantage to either pick our pockets, or even worse, our people. End of log.
Boren Vanderbilt, log number 12. I have adopted a kitten and have named it Commander Snugglesworth. This is because my family left me, drove off into the desert with the only remaining vehicle Redstone had. It was for their own good, and I admit, perhaps I did threaten their lives and claim they were the nightmares incarnate. Since then, I have decided they were not the reason for the nightmares, and especially not Commander Snugglesworth. He is much too cute. His eyes adorably big for his really tiny body. It is fluffy, and I love him, and he loves me. Soon we will board my ship towards Baytown, and we will find Pierce Ringer. End of log.
Hey, Emil. We'll deal with him in a minute. We need more information.
So, when he's out of phase...
I do not trust that dimensional husk.
Tell me more about these dimensional husks.
For one reason or another, they are out of... time and phase with reality. Something has happened to them, and they are forever in a loop. And until you end their existence, they will exist forever.
We have an hour to find out what happened and how to stop it.
Okay. Since we have this hour, I'm going to take a minute to examine the computer systems that are here.
Examine what I need to. You.
Yes.
You have advanced technology.
I can be, yes.
You should be familiar with these systems.
Well, this this, he says, now, this is old. I mean, I'm a little old, but this is old.
But you understand them.
I understand.
Get as much information as you can from the mainframe. I look for the mainframe and point to it.
It's probably the biggest computer.
Yeah. We have, before we have to start worrying about walls and such, we have about 5 minutes. I suggest you beeline it.
Outside, there is what seems to be a chant.
Wait, how did it go?
I don't know. There's a chant. In unison, you hear some chanting. Some tribal chanting. A spear that you were not looking for. Actually, let's do this. Everybody roll me a speed check to see if you were quick enough to find the people who were eyeing you.
Speed check?
So I didn't see
maybe any an intelligence. Do you think intelligence check assessment. Is better than that? Yeah, let's do an intelligence check. To see if you can observe your surroundings. You were very, very worried about a couple things. You were also very worried about a couple things. A lot of shit's going on right now. You didn't notice it.
But I was also tunnel vision.
You were very tunnel vision. You guys, roll me an intelligence check to see. And this will be a this will be a 5. Challenging. So 15.
19.
19.
I'm going to spend some points.
But go for it.
So I notice these people outside, right?
Now you notice them, yes.
They're not in the dome proper.
Not yet, no.
I take the dial and I put it at 1. I use up all the time.
You can do that. Spears clink against the dome glass.
Good move.
They may know a way in.
Both of you roll me a perception check. This will be an easy one. This will be a standard. 6. 10. 6.
7.
7. Both of you notice a very fat dead man. Decked out in Aeon Priest gear.
Does he look
like... Looks very much like Boyd.
Yes, Boyd.
Does he look like he was trying to do something?
It looks like he was in the middle of a fight. He has spears and needles.
But not that he was trying to move an object or...
You can't tell that kind of thing from where you're at. It seems like, and from what your role, because who had a better role? You had a really good role?
10.
10? Roll me a wisdom check, based on intelligence check. And this will just be beat a standard. 6.
15.
All right. Seems like Boyd was defending something that is no longer there.
That's obvious.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, now we have 55 minutes before Mr. Out of Phase Time Man Ted comes back. I don't know if those Indians or anything are going to come in here or not.
Indians. What the hell are Indians? Harold, were there spears inside this building broken?
You guys saw the broken spears inside.
There are broken spears everywhere in here. It looks like there was a sign of a fight, struggle. I think maybe these people have taken this piece of equipment.
That's very possible.
We may have to try to get it back from them.
Oh, if they did, we're getting it back, but we still need more information.
Give me a second on that. So, Gift, he had Gift go and try to find information.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gift, what have you found? Any schematics of the original blueprint?
It looks like.
And also look for the front door.
Mm. There is no front door. Oh, how do I say this with humans? You concentrate hard enough, and you put your hand on the glass itself, or the crystalline structure. If you concentrate and you just will yourself inside, it will react to you. I could do nothing. It does nothing to me. Now, outside of that, that is how you get in or out. Now, outside of that, I would say that there is a obelisk of some sort that is needed. It looks like it was not present before a few weeks ago. It looks like it was in the middle of a repair until something happened.
By the way, after you said the whole willing thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking a conscious effort to listen to yeah, coming from inside.
They're outside.
They're outside.
Yeah, but we just figured out how to get in and out this thing.
Yeah.
They might know how to. Well, obviously, They knew how to get here somehow. Because, I don't know about you, but they're fucking spears.
Yeah.
Fat-ass Boyd has a spear sticking out of his fat-ass gut. Obviously, they found a way in.
It might have something to do with the loss of power, from what Gift said.
It looks like, if everything serves me correct now, this is very ancient and weird language that I am trying to interact with.
Do I know what the language is at all? Have I seen things? Do I understand? Do I know where it came from?
You have an inkling, and unless you help Gift with a roll...
Help him. If I have an inkling... The
bracelet. This will be a challenging roll of 15. You probably are skilled in Numenera, which makes a difficult roll to 12.
Okay.
Roll 12. So you start interrupting him. You roll a natural one, meaning...
Come on, Gift!
Now, I could do this, or you guys can think of a fun way to fruck him.
I don't want to get frucked.
Frucked.
Mm.
But I think he's interrupting the Gift, as he's trying to tell him very important information.
Can I just pass out and save myself a little bit of embarrassment?
Hey, let me have...
Nope. You are very conscious and aware, but you are very angry because you feel like there's something you're very close to. Very close to. Very so close to. But it's so far away. And it just angers you to no end. And as much as the Gift would love to help, he is just not equipped. And he's told you everything you need to know.
Harold's blabbering, so I can't hear any of this going on.
So if I feel this strong, I'm so close to something, how long do I have to wait before I can try this again?
I'm going to say as a DM, you can't.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to relay everything that
I think I'm onto something. Can you take a look at this? I'm too frazzled right now.
I'm already one step ahead of you. So
it's what I know. Cupcakes are good.
While he was blabbering, Harold, while you've been blabbering, I've been taking a look at this equipment. And actually, when I popped that bracelet and understood the language, is the language, the written language, like menus and things like that, and it's permanent, so I can always forever read this language now.
Well, for 28 hours.
No, it's permanent.
Is it permanent? Well, you know this very alien and very specific language.
Yeah.
To
read menus and stuff. That's really to be able to.
So you walk over with the Gift, and he goes into the mainframe, and and when he punches a button, there's an entire wall of a holographic image of just language that he doesn't know, but you do.
I can read the language, but I still. With my talking to machines, I can kind of gather stuff, but I want to use my jack of all trades.
Okay.
In order to understand everything I need to know about this system.
I'm fucking mumbling about cupcakes.
There you go. He's mumbling about cupcakes. He's rocking back and forth on his, like...
Harold, shut up. I'm trying to think.
You're hearing the pings of, like, red of spears.
What the hell is cupcakes?
There's some people trying to beat on the crystal trying to get in. But you see a wall of text, and you understand the language, and the best you can come up with. And do me a favor, just roll me a d20. Just how well...
Even with the jack... this is the jack of all trades roll?
Jack of all trades roll. Just roll me that roll. Here's what you can gather. Until you find that obelisk, there is a signal that is bouncing back and forth between here and somewhere out in space to some place. Some place pretty mean. Some place you would rather not keep bouncing the signal back and forth to. Until you find this thing, and repair it, and by the way, you have between you and you feel like between you and this guy over here... And maybe Ted, you could probably repair this and write everything if you had that one item that is missing.
I want to see if I can find any logs
Yeah.
Of what was done, what repairs, where it was taken.
You don't have to roll for this.
Okay.
You know the language. You're starting to actually feel your way through the menu system. You see logs where it looks like the Aeon priests had logged in. They had found the obelisk. They had put it in place. They were in the middle of a repair. And you actually see a video screen of a few of these, calling them abhumans. These are off-humans.
I can see right now, like, 2 cups of flour, 2 eggs,
a cup of milk.
And I'm looking at
the screen. Seeing the screen. And this is a, by the way, you also do see the dimensional husk of Ted just wandering about. And they pay him no attention. Ted pays no attention to these guys. They're just like, oh, a dimensional husk. Or whatever. And they just go about their business. Ted does not bother them. Just walks about like a ghost. And these abhumans do find a way in. Like, one of them just figures it out and opens up a panel enough for the other ones to come in, and there is a bloody battle where they drag off two. They kill Boyd. Just murder him. And one of them starts to eat him.
That's poetic justice.
These abhumans look like humanoid, but their faces are that of, like jackals. And they have masks, like
fucking Anubis?
Like, masks. They have, like bone masks that go over their face, like jackals or dogs, basically. And they are eating...
Thick bony claws
are eating Boyd. And they look like they're enjoying eating Boyd. But then they also take... they start praising all the technology. And they start taking out pieces, and especially the one piece that is the most important that you find, along with the gift, the obelisk. They take it off. There's one that looks like he's the leader. He's a big, giant one with a giant, like, spear in one hand and, like, a giant sword in another. And he's, like, ordering everybody around in the language you don't understand.
My gazer was still in Mach 2.
Where's Diego?
Remember, I said he's always with me unless I say otherwise.
Yeah.
He's my backpack.
Gazer, I have to, like...
Diego's, like, trying to calm you down, by the way. He's like, he's okay. Like, he's putting his little paws on you. And you're like, buttercream. Sour cream. And chips. No, wait. Is that Sprite and firewalls? I don't understand. Hold on.
Bacon and Cat 5.
Bacon cat fives. Bacon cat fives. All right.
So...
The gazer is still in the car.
I want to use my connection to the gazer...
Okay.
...to get him to just turn and look and tell me where these guys are...
Okay.
...and how far... Like, how many they are. How many are they?
First off, there are 5.
There are five.
And they look like they're surrounding a particular panel as though they've done this before, but they're not. Like, there's one guy, and you recognize him from the actual thing.
Big guy?
He's not a big guy, no.
He's not the chief guy.
The chief is not there. But there is spot of 5 people there. 5 abhumans. And one of them is... putting his hands on the crystal and, like, shaking his head. Putting his hands on the crystal again, shaking his head. Like, putting his hand on the crystal again, and there's others, like, beating on the crystal.
Okay, so I want to...
They look big, mean,
muscular. Since I still have influence control over Mach 209...
Oh, yeah.
You do?
I want to use distance activation...
Okay.
...to turn him and fire one shot... at the guy that's trying to get in. Guy that's got his hands on the crystal.
Okay. Do me a favor.
Yep.
These guys are a...
I love it.
Glad I didn't break it down.
These guys are level 3, meaning they equal 9. You roll me a 9.
And it ignores armor.
Ignores armor, that's fine. And 9 is its hit points, by the way.
9 is its hit points. Okay, so it does 6 damage per shot.
Well... You hit it.
Whoa, okay.
We're gonna do something here. All right, but if you hit it, so equal a 9.
Equal a 9. 12.
You blow that motherfucker up. It's a lightning that shoots out, and the rest of the four now, there were five, now there are four, they spread out, and they go into hiding.
In a desert? Are they buried under the sand?
They're...
Yes.
Yeah.
They actually dive into the sand. At certain
is
parts.
There is there like a big lump of where they're still there? Or do you see it kind of shimmy like
you
a...
You see normal looking lizard. They dive into what
What's
looks
that
like
lizard
little pits.
That, like little pits?
It looks like they dive into little pits. You have one more shot left for the day, but
yeah, for the day.
But okay. There are four others out there.
Four others out there.
You have a crystal.
I'm okay with
dome that is protecting you for now.
Harold, get yourself together.
The flower.
Get yourself together. I think I have a way for us to stop all of this.
Yes. Find the obelisk.
We need to find the obelisk.
That's what I just said.
But we need to find where they are.
Follow them. What's going on? What did you do?
It looked like there was one that was trying to get through the crystal that might have been able to do it, but he's in about a bazillion pieces.
Good.
And fried. And the other four dove into the sand and vanished. But I'm pretty sure they're still out there.
Let's start digging.
So are we going to face them head on and leave Ted here? What are we doing? What do you want to do?
Gotta murder them.
Okay. Let's try to gather some equipment.
We're getting
from around us.
We're gonna stock up. We're leaving here. We're leaving Ted. We have
six.
That is how many ciphers you find.
We have 35 minutes.
Okay. So
until Ted
roll a
d20.
Four.
Eight. You find no artifacts.
No artifacts. Okay.
I ask a gift. Where is an entrance and exit point for us in this?
Every bit of this is an entrance and an exit.
We have to will ourselves out.
Even from the inside?
Even from the inside of this place, you don't have to go to the outside wall?
Right. No. There's no doors.
There are no doors. Only panels.
But was it a person able... That came in here, those things...
If
they created a door big enough to let other people through, because we got to get you out too, Gift.
It looks like there's a bit of a time delay between when someone can will themselves in and out.
Get me out of here. I grab a rail.
You have to be touching the wall.
That's what I guess.
You're in a rail.
Okay.
You don't ask if there was a wall.
I put a hand on the wall. I try to will a door open.
It opens. The panel.
Gift.
Gift enough for you to walk through.
I'm letting Gift go through. Gift go through.
Gift goes through. You walk through?
Yes.
What about you, Pierce?
Well, oh wait, you're leaving?
You're in the right south now.
I said let's gather our shit.
He did not care.
Yeah, okay, he's running out again. All right.
So whatever you got at that point, yeah.
So whatever
you gather at this point, let's move on.
Okay. Because I'm trying to get the six. That,
mm-hmm. And the I know you two. Were trying to do that, yeah. But now you can't.
Damn it.
Unless you want to continue and let him out by himself.
No, I'm just going to leave him. I picked up one. I managed to be able to get one before
one?
He left. I picked up a spike flip lid canister.
Okay.
That you open and pour out, and you shift out of phase randomly for 10 minutes.
Okay.
I put my hand on the door. Are you coming?
I'm coming. Damn it!
So you found a can of beans. Basically.
Do you need any help?
I found a can of beans.
Can of out of phase beans.
Out of phase.
What did you find?
I found
a can of out of phase beans.
Wait, did you find six things, but only had enough time to grab one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you left me.
We're not going back.
You're already gone. No, you're not. You're already gone. So I have to run out.
I'm just outside.
I know.
I'm saying
the moment's gone.
There's also four people out there when you come back.
But
they're four people. I thought they buried themselves in the sand.
They're hiding.
Oh,
yeah, they're hiding.
Okay.
And with my assessment ability, just natural ability, I know that it's an ambush, that they're going to try and
ambush us. All right. So as soon as all of you are out...
We're out, and I'm making a beeline for...
Roll me a not be ambushed check.
Hold on. That's what I was going to ask.
This is speed?
I was asking Gift.
Speed.
If he has scanners to detect life, like they can detect like a heartbeat, anything
they're
like
all
that.
Around. Four.
Can you pinpoint him?
Can you pinpoint him? Give me a
hold
direction.
On.
Scan
now. Roll your
scanning.
Speed checks.
Scanning.
17.
Foe.
You get hit by a spear and he goes, "There's one." Take 4 points of armor damage.
Wait, well.
Or take 4 points of might damage. If you have armor, take it off.
What was I rolling against?
Speed.
No, but I mean, like, what was I trying to beat?
Oh, you were trying to beat a 15.
So I didn't have enough, like, to see the spear going towards him to do something?
You cannot save him.
Okay, no. All right.
So you,
I was going to try and throw you.
You get out of the way. There's a spear that clinks off the glass behind you. There's the crystal behind you.
But I make it to Mach 209.
Yeah. Roll me your pet's speed.
The gazer's inside Mach 209. Okay.
Two on Diego.
That would be a 16.
As the crystal panel closes in behind you, a spear comes through. But the gazer whips out of the way and comes through the glass.
Oh, he wasn't in the building. He was outside. He was in Mach 209.
They still like were throwing
spears at
him and the mech.
They're throwing it at Ted.
A spear. I'm sorry. This is going to be very emotional.
No.
He's on my back. Doesn't he move with me?
You turn. You angle your back just right. Because you're getting out of the way of a spear that hits you. And it hurt you. It hurt you.
Yeah, it did.
You go, ah! And you move your back, and another spear goes right through Diego. And Diego, I always loved you.
And I couldn't catch anything with that 19 roll.
Now, if anyone wants to spend an XP point to save Diego, they can.
I will spend an XP to save Diego.
How do you save Diego?
I want to use that out of phase juice that I just found.
Now, you cannot save Diego from the spear that hits him, but you can revive him.
Oh. Well, if that's the case, then I want to... What can I do?
The spear hits Diego. Now, wait. Now, maybe you could do something with your out of phase thing that does something time-wise, and we can do something very cool with that.
Use that, it'll drop the spear out. So the spear is now out of Diego.
The spear is out of... Let's do this.
If you would have an item that gives you plus to might, can you give it to somebody else and kind of heal them? Because I'm putting my might shades on Diego and activating them.
If you would like both of you spend your XP... Well, he was going to spend his XP to save Diego. You don't have to.
Yeah, I'm spending.
But if you want to spend your cipher to help,
well, that's what I'm saying. I'm putting the shades,
and then I'll use my distance activation.
So he goes. So you throw your shades up in the air, like anime style.
I was putting them on Diego, actually, and activating them. Just like, boop.
Because they do have to be activated.
Okay, so it activates. So you guys activate the shades on Diego. You time manipulate. That's your XP, by the way.
Yeah.
You stop, and like in a very anime, very out of world sync way, you won't understand how you did it. But you did, and maybe one day you'll figure it out again. Can't explain it. There's been a lot of time manipulation stuff going on today anyways. You are able to tap into something, into yourself, that surprises you. And you were able to turn back the time 2 seconds. Everything stops. 2 seconds warps back.
And I'm aware of it.
You are aware of it. You can run as fast as you can within those 2 seconds. You do everything you need to. You know that these shades that he's trying to pull off of him and put on Diego. No, Diego! And it's going so slow. in 2 seconds. You take the shades. Look at them. You put them on Diego. You activate them.
Like right before the spear hits him?
Spear bounces off Diego. And everything returns to normal.
Everything returns to normal. Harold, come on. Run to the vehicle.
You saw him flash from one point to another.
That's my stick.
Yeah.
I'd like to imagine, now Diego has the extra might, he did like almost like a super scene, like, for just a second.
He hulked out.
For a second?
For a second, he hulked out. He had once the glasses were activated.
He's a lot extra fluffier.
Super fluffy, like puffer fish, like, psst.
So you're running to the mech?
We're all running to the mech, Harold. Let's go.
Everybody roll a d20 to figure out where they are in combat.
Three.
Where am I?
10.
10. 18. 3. You're last. You're first. What are you doing? You have Diego on your back.
How?
For these people with, you know, more like dog-like faces and masks, they all puff out of the sand. And they are running towards you as a group.
Harold, run to the mech. I've got you covered.
How far am I from the mech?
It will take you another turn to get there fully.
Okay, can I take an action and a movement?
You take an action and a movement, yes.
I am going to onslaught one of them.
Okay.
For physical damage and not mental damage.
All right.
And that will be...
So roll me a... You're going to have to beat a 9. Onslaught goes wide right, but you're running and you are closer.
And for the audience at home, it looks like an energy blast from a Dragon Ball Z character.
Both of you roll me twice, as 4 of these guys are both targeting to you.
What are we beating?
Hmm?
What are we having to beat?
Oh, 9. It's always 9 at this point.
Speed?
This is all might.
One hits me.
One hits you,
mm-hmm.
And that will be a 4 points of might damage.
I'm beating a what?
You're beating a 9.
A 9?
So times 3. Now, if you want to make a defense of a might...
And I also have...
Then it's going to be a 6.
I am skilled with defense, and okay. I can use 3 times a day.
Yeah.
So I want to use 1, which brings me down a step.
To a 6.
To a 6, and I will roll on that.
Okay. Now you got to be 6.
Six.
All
right.
Nine. You beat it. Goes.
Roll again.
One throws another spear at you. Goes out. They are running towards you. So they're getting. Throw another one.
One.
All right. Not only does it do damage, when one comes right up to you, runs, and is like the closest one, and it has 2 swords that it slices through your belly. Not only does it do 4 points of damage, but it knocks you down as you hold yourself bleeding. So you are down on the ground holding yourself. So do 4 points of might damage. If you have any armor, take that off the top of that.
So 2 points might.
Yeah.
But
you are now down on the ground. As a...
My armor
is... You as rolling a 1, that is it.
I want to perform an action.
You can use an XP now if you want to perform an action outside of your round. But it is now your turn.
So...
Because that was their go.
I want to...
now is your go.
This guy's right on top of
him. He's on you, and now he's already sliced you twice with his 2 swords, and he's about to try to like slice you again.
I want
to
push my armor button.
Okay. You push your armor button, you are out of phase, and the world looks shady, misty,
fuck,
weird, and you pop out of existence, as far as everyone else is concerned. And you see, by the way, you see this abhuman slice down to nothing, and looks very angry, and it yells out in a language you understand. It is now the top of the round, and is your go.
that myself.
I used my spike canister, right? That spike canister?
Yeah,
okay.
Now, it doesn't. It never specifically said.
Here we go. We're specific.
In the book, mind reading. Do I have to understand them?
You could read their mind. Now you can see. In my mind, you can see pictures. But if you understand the language, okay. You still understand the language.
That was it. That's what I was curious about.
Okay.
So I'm at the mech now.
You can reach the mech if you move on this turn. But now you're at the mech.
Okay.
That he can control.
But he's out of face, or can't do anything.
Right.
Well, he's gone.
Oh, and you're at a locked door.
Control the mech. Yeah, I can't do anything from out of phase. No. That would be an action.
Okay. If you do a specific action,
come back.
You come back.
I get the mech.
You can't.
I can?
It's locked.
And I'm out. I can't open it. The gazer's inside, though. Can it do anything? Like, on if it just turn. Sees him?
Now, you didn't do anything with the gazer in your last turn. We're going
to
go ahead and just...
I'm shouting to the gazer, shoot them!
Well, it only listens to me.
It listens to you. Now, your gazer can act outside of you. But it is inside, and you have to activate the...
What would it do if it saw me just... Like...
If it shut down.
Well, no. I would have a feeling...
Your gazer has a hint of sentience. A hint. Yeah. A sprinkle of sentience.
So we kind of talked about it.
It's like a dog or a cat.
Yeah.
It would get very protective. So it would break the glass of your vehicle. If you want to take a DM intrusion, I'll give you an XP.
I'll take a DM intrusion for that.
It breaks the glass of the vehicle. This means that your vehicle now has 2 points of damage to it, which it was 10, now it's an 8.
Okay.
This happens at the end of his turn?
Yeah, this will happen at the end of his turn.
Then my original thing goes, I get in the...
Yeah, I'm trying to...
So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of retroactively do this. If you take a DM intrusion, it comes out, and it is now shooting at everything. It doesn't do anything, by the way. It shoots at everything. This is a DM intrusion. Negative things have to happen. So, yeah. A, that happens. B, it has now drawn the attention of everything. Every guy looks at it and sees it as it's shooting laser beams at it. At them. So, four guys all look over at your gazer, and that is their target for the next round.
Okay.
Your turn. You can now get into the mech if you'd like.
And I'm going to aim.
You cannot control the mech.
I cannot control this mech.
I control it.
All right. In that case...
You can use Onslaught.
In that case, I don't get the mech.
I mean, you can, like... User.
Do you have anything that can attack multiple things at once?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. Yeah, I don't think so. Actually,
my gazer is fucked. Oh, let me just say that. Hold on. My gazer is fucked. I better get some good damn rolls for it.
If you'd like.
Better get some good rolls for it.
I never gave him a weapon.
Well.
I mean, I have my buzzer gun.
At this point, yeah, your buzzer gun is a light weapon at this point, because we never talked about it. It's a light weapon, does 2 points of damage, and it's a negative, or it's really a plus one to step, or a negative one to step. So it's accurate, but it just doesn't do as much damage. But you can use it.
Okay.
So if you want to hit this guy, it's actually a 6 to hit him with your buzzer gun. It'll only do 2 points of damage, but it's a 6 to hit. Or you can do your onslaught, which is a 9.
Why is that a 6 and that's a 9?
Because you're a light weapon,
uh-huh.
Is a negative one to it. It doesn't do as much damage, so it's lighter, but it's also more accurate. Your buzz gun, we never talked about it, so I'm just giving it
a. And my weapon. Thing that's not a. That's just fires from my hand is. Doesn't. Okay.
You never. Yeah, okay. That's onslaught to me. That's.
Alright, well, I'm going to onslaught him again.
Okay.
Motherfucker got hit.
Alright, so what is that, 4?
Yeah.
One dude is not looking great.
And I'm going to tell, and I'm going to go to Diego, leave that one alive. And I'm basically
Diego. And that's 4 points of damage, right?
Yep.
What was the total roll?
12.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he's not doing so great.
Alright, how bad does he look?
Really not that bad, but he's like halfway there. Like, he's limping.
Alright, I'm gonna go for the legs. Yeah, have Diego try to shoot his legs.
Alright, have Diego roll a 9. What is that?
That is a 6.
Diego pulls out a little pocket shooter thing that you've never seen before out of his little Diego trench coat. Well, actually, we didn't...
He's got a duster on. Oh, he's got
a duster. Does he have a duster still? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Diego has a duster. Little Bear has a duster. He pulls a little pocket pistol, and it shoots a laser beam. A fantastic light that goes nowhere.
Mm-mm. Shoots little buzz saws.
Okay. Well, then you tell me that.
Shoots a buzz saw. Sorry. Yeah, it's a little gun that shoots little mini buzz saws.
Goes nowhere.
At high velocity.
Your turn, sir. Well, actually, no, it's their turn. All four of them, roll your guy 4 times.
Oh, my God. My guy?
Yep.
Gazer. The gazer.
They're all going to run up to it and try to slice it with their swords, because they don't have spears anymore. They're running up to it.
2.
2? That one misses.
17.
That hits.
No.
20.
That's a crit.
But so he dodged it.
I'm rolling against it.
Yeah.
You're rolling against it.
Yeah, you said when he left a 2.
One hit, so and one it hit. Goes... Oh.
Okay.
You critically dodge.
Major event. It hits another guy.
Oh, you want to do that? That's a crit. You know what? That sounds fun. So yeah, a crit sounds fun. So you have one more roll. Do you want to negate that other roll?
Negate the other roll for the crit? Yeah. I figure the crit, if he critically miss...
Then he goes back and does damage. Impact.
Like, say...
What do you want him to do?
I want him to accidentally hit the guy that's almost dead.
So that is a...
To leave 3.
3 points of damage to one of the guys.
The guy that he onslaughted.
Okay, we can do that. That guy is barely moving.
Okay, good. And there's 3 left. I got to roll one more time.
Yeah.
One more. Let's see if he can dodge this one, baby. Come on.
If he doesn't, he's down.
I don't know. How much damage did he take?
He took 3 points of damage, but he has 2 points of armor. So 1. Actually, so he...
No, he has 1 point of armor.
Oh,
so he has 1 health.
1 health. So yeah. I was right.
He is almost hosed. All right. 11.
He dodges.
He beat it.
Sweet! All right, is it my action now?
It is now your action.
Sweet, Jesus.
Yes. There's still 4 guys, but one guy is incapacitated.
Just about... Dead.
I wonder all right. What would happen if you put your arm through him and then
phased
in.
Here's the thing.
Anum Shabai.
So this is out of off game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to leave that guy barely alive because he's the only one that's going to be able to take us safely to where their chief is.
I'm just going to mind read the motherfucker. That's why I wanted to leave him alive.
Well, yeah. So I'm trying to leave him alive. So I'm focusing on the other 3.
Okay.
I have my 2 3-round pistols.
Okay.
And I want to dump 2 with my... Because of the reload ability, I can... And then...
So
I want to dump all my clips into 3. 2 rounds each.
Okay. Well, let's do this. That's going to be a... Instead of... we're going to take this out. We're going to actually make that a...
Or do I just...
Challenging task. We're going to make that a challenging task where you do that.
Challenging?
Challenge.
You got to phase in to do that?
That's 5.
So well, I phase in.
And now you don't have your armor.
When you do it. Okay, gotcha.
And now you just got your normal clothes on.
Yeah.
You don't have your armor anymore. So whatever armor you had.
Do I have to roll the d20 for that armor? That's what you said. To see if it
explodes.
Explodes or hurts
so
me
first,
or all that. Let me roll.
Roll the d20 armor. To see if your artifact armor explodes on you.
17.
Oh, close, but it doesn't. You still have it.
It's a little hot.
It phases and it looks like it's molten lava on you. You look like a molten lava god.
Okay.
And now you have a challenging roll ahead of you. You have to beat a 15. If you beat a 15, you spread the love with your shooting out and looking super badass. And everybody will take 4 points of damage.
I want to spend some effort.
Okay. Make that a...
2 effort.
You want to make. You want to spend two effort.
Two
so that's
effort.
5 points of your might, right?
Five of might.
Or I'm sorry, if you're if it's it's going to be speed because that's your that's what.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guns are speed.
So I have an edge of one, so that's 4 points.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, no. It's going to be if you have an edge of one, it's still going to be five.
Five.
Because it's 3 and 3.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Minus one.
Okay, so now what do I got to beat?
So it was a challenging, that's 5. Now it's a demanding, which is 3. It's a 9.
It's a 9. And I gotta do that 3
just
times?
Just do it once.
Oh, just do it once.
That's when it happens.
11.
You do it. Everybody takes 4 points of damage.
I wish I would have crit on that. That would have been beautiful.
And the reason why he had more challenging, because he was asking to do a very specific thing.
Yeah. Like
so just making sure everybody understood where that was coming
no,
from.
No, I got it.
Absolutely.
So... You got 4. Everyone now. Everyone's looking. So describe to me how that looks. That feels like it looks badass.
So
you come out of phase.
Come out of phase. I'm like, it's almost like well for you.
What does the armor look like now?
So I come out looking like a Destiny Sunsinger self-res, like flames everywhere. Lava is like dripping down the piece with like. And it's like hitting the sand and turning it into glass. And it's like big molten, like a comet just hit the ground or something.
Mm-hmm.
And as everything is smoldering in the flames, you just see me like, like just firing off these heavy revolvers.
Every one of them, except for the one you don't want to hit.
Right. I only shot at 3.
So those 3 you hit, every one of them. So they are not doing as well.
Awesome. And that looked beautiful.
That was. When it gets to the top of the round, it's you and Diego.
All right.
Oh, did you want your gazer to do anything? Because he's still alive.
Yeah, he's barely alive.
1 point of health. Do you want him to shoot at somebody?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, I do. I want just... How many points of damage? Well, no, never mind.
He does 2 points of damage.
Yeah, 2 points of damage.
1. He shoots you.
I take 2 points of damage.
And it's that's negating armor. Your armor, by the way.
Oh, it is negating my armor.
Malfunction.
Okay. He has a laser-like focus.
I can't take that back. Never mind.
Nope. So you shoot everybody. It looks super cool. You're like, Gazer, do it! He goes... like, thanks, Gazer.
Not that, Gazer! That adds 2 more to my might, right?
Yeah. 2 off your might.
All right, so that puts me...
All right.
Actually, I'm okay. I'm
good. All right.
Well, I look at Diego. Lift up my finger.
He looks out the broken glass door with his smoking shooter. He looks at you.
I look at him. I of course, not really holding a gun in my hand, just pointing my finger like a gun. I cock my invisible gun.
He cocks his.
And give him a nod. And we're going to do this at the same time.
Okay.
And we both... aim at one of the guys.
Okay.
And he aims at the other. All right. We both look at each other. We both take a shot at the same time. Okay. Onslaught and him using the buzzer gun.
Beat a 9, both of you.
10 for me. 16 for Diego.
That's 2 plus 4 equals 6. You kill 1.
No, we're both shooting at different ones.
Okay. Then you do not kill anyone. You have one guy who's very much on the edge of existence.
Well, it should be 2 at this point. The one that we didn't shoot out, and then this one who is on the
edge. Yeah, there's 2 guys now who are on the edge of existence. There is 1. 2.
Oh, God. We should have... No, okay. I guess we should have gone with the first one.
Yeah.
For 1.
Next time, maybe we'll concentrate fire.
4 off each.
One guy on the verge of... Well, really, 3 guys on the verge of death. One guy is doing pretty okay. So. One guy on the verge of death is going to look over at you and try to slice your throat. Beat a 9.
He's that close. Okay.
He's very close.
Well, I guess I didn't move. Okay, yeah. 15.
Swing and a miss. Roll. As one guy jumps on the top of the mech car and slices through the windshield to get into you.
I never get,
beat a nine.
I got out of the mech. He said since I couldn't control it, I didn't get in it.
Yeah, it's true. He didn't get in it. They're basically standing at the side of
it. Okay, then he's at the side of the cars trying to stab you.
Nine.
You beat it. Diego needs to beat a nine.
Beat it.
As another one comes over and tries to slice Diego.
Diego looks at him and goes,
He jumps on top of the knife blade like a surfer. And one more attempts at your gazer with the one last spear it has.
Four.
Well, that's a good shot.
Gazer's closed.
Gazer has a spear going through it. It floats down to the ground. Dead.
Aww.